we must stay out.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at UBC. My name is Madeline Taylor, and I'm joined in the studio today by a very special guest, Sarah Jickling of Sarah Jickling and Her Good Bad Luck. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming all the way out to UBC to be on the radio again today.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, Sarah was here on Friday with Jasper. Noise complaint. So the podcast for that should be up soon.
Yes, I'll post it on my website.
Awesome. So if you listen to that, then you're getting like a double dose and it's going to be exciting. But today's going to be a little bit different. I asked Sarah to come up with a playlist of her influences. So we're going to be diving into some of what makes you tick in your musician brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to start off with a track from your new record. Do you want to say anything about the new record before we get to the song?
Sure. So my new record is coming out on Friday, and it is called The Family Curse. And it's a journey through basically living in a family with a history of mental illness. I talk about, you know, childhood trauma, intergenerational trauma, but like in a fun way. So
from a pop perspective.
Yeah.
Sweet. And you have a history of doing really like deep personal lyricism with pop hooks. And I think I've always thought it worked really well. So I was excited to hear more from you. And I'm a big fan of what I've heard so far. So the first track that we're going to hear today is from Sarah Jickling and Her Good Bad Luck. And the song is called Villain. So enjoy.
I have never been the hero. No, I have always been the damsel in distress. That's what I do best. I look innocent and broken in my cotton summer dress, but there's a wild thing in a man. Can't be
That was Villain by Sarah Jickling and Her Good Bad Luck. And Sarah is live in studio here with me today on Shoes on a Wire. So that's a brand new track coming out of your new record that's coming out on Friday, November 8th. And the record is called again...
The Family Curse.
The Family Curse. Mm-hmm. And before we dive into your playlist, what... So you also have a release show happening on Friday as well?
Yeah, it is on Friday as well at the Review Stage, Redgate Review Stage.
On Granville Island, right?
Granville Island, yeah. We've got Nimkish and Jody Glenham performing with me. And I have a few like surprise guests that I'm going to be pulling on stage as well. So, yeah, it should be fun. I'm trying so hard to make it fun because, to be honest, I have a hard time getting up to shows.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what can I do to make this show, like, you know, relaxing and... Basically, I don't want anyone to have a panic attack.
Totally. Yeah. If we could all go to a show and no one has a panic attack, I'd say that that's a successful evening. Especially not you.
Yeah.
Because it's your show.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to bring weighted blankets. So
perfect.
If anyone needs any.
I noticed that cake features heavily in the imagery around the press that you're doing right now and also in the video or in the animated video that we just watched for Villain. Is there going to be cake?
You know what? I'm waiting to hear about the rules of the venue.
Right.
But
okay.
I was thinking about bringing some cake.
Okay. So maybe cake is one of the special guests. We'll see.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. I have some questions about like imagery and lyrical themes for the track we just listened to, but I think I want to hear one of the songs that you picked first, and then we can kind of like weave back into how your influences influence your songwriting.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, awesome. So the first song on your playlist is, I would say a karaoke classic.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to tell the dear listeners in Radioland a little bit about it?
Oh, yeah. So the first song that I put on there is Dreams by the Cranberries. And so this is a song that I feel like my dad had like a mixtape or something like that that had like 10 songs on it that we listened to on repeat. So I like know those 10 songs really well. And listening back on it, I realized like I definitely... A lot of my vocal style probably came from listening to the Cranberries so much, and especially this song, because I practiced that like vocal vamp that happens at the end of the song so many times. And then like, what a surprise, I like do so many like yodels in my songs and stuff like that. So honestly, my dad is the person who played so much pop music around my house, and this is just like a great example of a woman who performed music and had an interesting voice that I, as a child, was like, ooh, this is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Dreams by the Cranberries.
Thank you.
Oh, just the most majestic yodels from the Cranberries on Dreams.
Oh, I love it.
And yeah, okay, so before we listen to that song, you were talking about how this is one of the tracks that your dad had on a mixtape, and you would just listen mm-hmm. to like these 10 songs over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to me that like the first track that you picked on your list of musical influences is also a track that you heard first from your dad, but then also like thematically in a lot of your music, you're talking about family trauma. So I'm wondering like where have you managed to kind of marry the influence of pop music that came from your dad, as well as like whatever happened when you were a kid that you're working out in some of the song lyrics that you presented in this new album?
Yeah, well, that was such a huge thing for me, was deciding to kind of speak up about my dad's history of violence and mental illness, because, I mean, I also relate to my dad in a big way, and he introduced me to comedy, and he introduced me to music, and basically all of those things that I love, he showed me those things. So I always felt like a huge part of him was in me, which actually is kind of, we were listening to Villain earlier, and that's like a big part of that song as well. It's just like, you know, I mean, he terrified me as a child, but also a big part of me has the same, you know, instincts, whether that's I love pop music or I'm going to break every plate in this house. So so that was definitely like a thing that I had to deal with. And I think in the songs I try to find like a place. I wanted to get to forgiveness, but I think I went to a place of empathy. And you know, at times tried to kind of stand up for my dad, but a lot of it I realized I had to just have it be about me. And you know, I can tell my dad that thank you for showing me the Cranberries, you know, at a different time, but right, this album, it's time for me to get mad and get sad. And like, so I had to, you know, I really wanted to like include parts where I kind of sort of gave him more of the benefit of the doubt, but I ended up doing that a lot less than I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also was one of the lyrics in Villain that stood out is like, well, it stood out, but it also was like really visually represented, because you're talking about the pain inside you scaring you, and kind of it's coming out in different ways that you don't necessarily have control over.
Yeah.
And if you take a minute to go watch the video or the illustrated video that's out right now by Amelia Butcher, who's an awesome local artist. You should also follow her on Instagram, etc. But anyways, there's sort of this explosion visual, and there's like a snake growing out of this woman's hair that sort of like takes over the room. And you can see how it would be a really handy visual metaphor for mental illness or rage or trauma. And it's like, it's interesting once you start to dig into the pain that your parents have caused you, but then also realize like you're an adult and the way that you deal with that is on you. So
absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, that's partially why I feel okay writing this album, mm-hmm. is because, you know, I recognize that it must have been very, very hard for them to go through what they went through. And it must have been very hard for them to get help or not get help, because, you know, it was, I don't know as we know, mental health stuff is just getting better and better and better. And so it was terrible back when my dad would have first been seeking it. But ultimately, like, I figured out that it's wrong to
totally
attack your children and scare them. And like, so I feel like, and I gave them opportunities to figure that out as well. I mean, I took both of my parents to therapy separately before mm-hmm. the release of this album, because I just was just like, I really don't want you to think that I'm just, you know, blaming you or just saying, you know, you're horrible people, because This album's all about the gray area, and yeah, I have that snake inside me too. I feel like that's one of the reasons why I loved Harry Potter so much.
Yeah.
Harry Potter's got a little bit of Voldemort in him.
Another handy metaphor for internal pain.
I truly, truly felt that a lot.
Well, I think, that's the thing, is that none of this stuff is tidy and there are no clean lines between blame, especially when it comes to family bonds. I mean, and like, sometimes there are very clear lines, but a lot of it weaves through every aspect of who you are, and it gets confused with things like also having your parents be really important influences. So,
yeah.
Well, I love how complex your songwriting is. It's really wonderful to witness. What is the next track on your list of influences?
So I believe the next track is, Hello Safe Ride, My Best Friend. So I have to say that songwriting and myself were kind of, that happened at the suggestion of a friend. So I had a really, really close friend in high school who you knew, and she wanted to be a musician and she wanted to be in a band. And I was like, I can play piano and write poetry all the time, so why not? Mm-hmm. And I did not think I was a good singer at all. So Hello Safe Ride, she kind of has this, I mean, it's not like amazing, an amazing voice. It's all about the lyrics. And for me, I wrote poetry. So yeah, it was all about the lyrics as well. And I chose this song, My Best Friend, because we felt so seen by her in this song. And it also showed me that you can write songs about really specific things. You don't have to just write about really vague breakups or, you know, stuff like that. I love how specific this song is. Oh, yeah.
Great. So this is Hello Seyfried. Seyfried?
I don't know. She's Swedish.
Cool. Okay. Hello Seyfried, I'm going to say, with the track is My Best Friend.
You call me up in the morning. We'll stay on the phone till dawning. You tell me secrets I actually keep. Call me up around noon and bring me up good gossip. You hold my head when I throw up. I hold your hand when you weep. And we talk about friends and we talk about records. And we talk about life and we talk about the death. And we dance in the living room. We dance with sidewalks. We dance in movies. We dance at the festivals and dance, dance. No man ever really danced like this. Damn, I wish I was a lesbian. Damn, I wish I was a lesbian. You were too. Damn, I wish I was a lesbian. Damn, I wish I was a lesbian. Damn, I wish I was. I could fall in love with you. You call me up in the evenings and tell me what they did this time. No matter what, I'm by your side. When it's raining, we'll go to the video store. We even like the same. No damn Jedi's or hobbits this time. And you laugh at my jokes and I laugh at your jokes. And I even like the birthday presents. Get me to dance in the living room. We dance on sidewalks. We dance in the movies. We dance at the festivals. And dance, dance. No one ever really danced like this. Damn, I wish I was a lesbian. Damn, I wish I was a lesbian. Damn, I wish I was. And I were too. Damn, I wish I was a lesbian.
was Hello Safe Ride with my best friend. And I'd just like to offer a shout out to all of the lesbians listening. We see you, we feel you, and we love you. So I think we're going to take a quick break here.
Sounds good.
So if you're just tuning in, I'm in studio. This is Shoes on a Wire with Sarah Jickling and her Good Bad Luck, and we're playing a playlist of all of her, or many of her musical influences. I'm sure we could not cram all of them into an hour. That would be ridiculous. But we'll be right back, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned.
Alexa, what's a world without music?
Okay, here's what I found for World Without Music.
Bleak and dreary and empty.
Boring. Really boring.
I wouldn't say dead, but...
Really grim.
Disaster.
It's a world I don't want to live in.
Luckily, we don't have to live in that world. And if keeping music alive in this world is important to you, come out to the fundraiser for CITR's music department. It's happening Saturday, November 9th at Redgate, and will feature the musical stylings of local favorites Ponytails, Sleepy Gonzales, and Kylie V. Doors at 8, $10 suggested donation at the door, though no one turned away for lack of funds. That's Saturday, November 9th. Come shake a leg and show your love for CITR's music department.
Wow, that sounds lit.
Do you love podcasts? Do you wish you had the skills to make one? The Vancouver Podcast Festival returns this November 7th to 10th with some of the most popular podcasts from across Canada and around the world. You'll be able to meet the creators and voices behind hit shows like Dirty John, Thunder Bay, The Illusionist, The Secret Life of Canada, Red Man Laughing, and Dark Poutine. You can also sign up for masterclasses to learn from podcasting experts, attend free panels and live recordings at the VPL, or visit Podfair to participate in a meetup, grab a coffee, and converse with fellow podcasters and fans. For more information about tickets and student discounts, visit vanpodfest.ca.
That sounds good.
Ta-ta.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be you.
Hey, you're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC. My name is Madeline, and I am joined live in studio by Sarah Jickling and her Good Bad Luck. And we're going through a playlist of her influences. And Sarah, what's the track we got coming up next?
Okay, so the next song is Regina Spektor, Us. And I can't tell you how long it took me to not be compared to Regina Spektor. So at first people are like, oh, you sound like Regina Spektor. And I'm like, oh, thanks, I love her. And then like you hear it the thousandth time and you're like, I'm different than Regina Spektor.
I'm unique.
I literally had like a record label guy say, well, Regina Spektor already exists, so why do we need you?
Oh, no!
Yeah.
You're right. There can only be one woman.
Yeah. Only one who plays piano.
Only one.
Yeah, that's right. But to be fair, so I taught myself to play piano and sing at the same time by learning this entire album at Soviet Kitsch. So I definitely picked up a lot of her mannerisms. So she did wonderful things for me. But I am not her.
Yeah.
Because honestly, her songs are quite cryptic. They're not about her personal life. They're stories. But musically, I mean, it's how I learned how to play piano and sing at the same time. It's not a thing that's super easy to do.
No, not at all. I mean, and just because people are sexist doesn't mean that it's bad to have influences. So let's all enjoy this Regina Spektor track. It is Us. Thank you.
They made a statue of us and put it on a mountaintop. Now tourists come and stare at us. Blow bubbles with their gum. Take photographs of fun. Have fun.
That was Regina Spektor with Us. Beautiful. That we just played that. I'm guessing from, it was part of the music from the motion picture 500 Days of Summer, and famously depicted in that movie is Zooey Deschanel as a manic pixie dream girl. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the places that that term was first from.
Yep.
And you have a piece of merch that plays on that term. Can you tell me about it?
Yes.
So, also, this is Sarah Jickling and her good bad luck if you're just tuning in. Sorry.
Yeah, I have an enamel pin illustrated by Amelia Butcher that says manic depressive pixie dream girl, which is what I started calling myself because I realized that, I mean, yeah, so I understand the trope of the manic pixie dream girl, but mania without depression is pretty rare. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I definitely had a lot of people date me thinking that they were just going to get the hypomania and the like wacky and then get super shocked when things got real dark.
And there's another side of the coin here, honey.
Yeah. Yeah. And just like, you know, where's Zoe Deschanel like, on the floor, you know, I can't get up.
Yeah, hasn't showered in 3 days.
Yeah, she's got to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she'll start writing her own stuff and we'll see her.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I would never know. Anyways, so where are we going next on your musical journey?
All right. Well, yeah, let's do Kate Nash.
Sounds good.
We're going to do it. So, I mean, if you want to, when I listened to Kate Nash, I was like, oh, I can be a musician because I feel like I understand this woman 100%. And like everything she's doing is making me feel better about myself. She more than any other artist I listened to at the time, was really all about her flaws and her just being really open about what was going on with her. And again, the specificity of some of these things. I love to hear like, oh yeah, I accidentally threw up on somebody or like something like that where it's like, oh man, I can just picture that and I feel less alone like as an awkward teenage girl who had never been kissed. Like, you know, it's just like, oh, I feel so much less alone. And so I started playing music, making music. And then I heard from a couple other girls, oh, I feel less alone now. And I was like, it's a circle and we're all in it. Yeah.
Awesome. So this is Merry Happy by Kate Nash.
Watching me like you never watched no one. Don't tell me that you didn't try and check out my bum, cause I know that you did, cause your friend told me that you liked it. Gave me those pearls and I thought they were ugly. Don't you try and tell me that you never loved me. I know that you did, cause you said it and you wrote it down. Dancing at discos, eating cheese on toast. Yeah, you made me merry, made me very, very happy. But you obviously, you didn't want to stick around. Dancing at discos, eating cheese on toast. Yeah, you made me merry, made me very, very happy. But you obviously, you didn't want to stick around. So I learnt from you. Do, do, do. Da-do, do. Make me merry, make me very, very happy.
dancing at Cisco's, eating cheese on toast. Yeah, you make me merry, make me very, very happy. But you obviously, you didn't want to stick around, so I learned from you.
Fading out there is Merry Happy by Kate Nash. There are about 3 more minutes of Bop 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 Booze. So yeah, if you want to listen on your own time, mm-hmm. I would recommend buying the song from her, because streaming services are apparently a scam.
Yeah.
For artists anyways. Okay, so we're in studio with Sarah Jickling and her Good Bad Luck. Sarah, next up we've got some Lily Allen.
So Lily Allen is extremely important to me.
Why?
I didn't realize how much I took from her until I listened to her new album that she released this year. For so long, I was like, who am I? What am I? Like, how did I end up writing, like, super, you know, poppy pop music that is just really detailed and has way too many words.
Yeah.
And why do I do this? Why do I put way too many words in everything? And then I listened to Lily Allen and I was like, oh yeah,
that's why.
She just puts so many words in everything. She's telling stories. She's being funny.
Mm-hmm.
She's,
she has lots of puns.
Yeah.
Little plays with her words.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and I mean, she eventually is produced by The Streets, so she does have like a little bit of rap influence to her. So I realized that she's my mom, my musical mom.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Okay, so the track is Everything's Just Wonderful. Why did you pick this song?
So I remember that one of the lines is something like, I just want to eat spaghetti bolognese and not feel bad about it for days and days and days. So I grew up with an eating disorder that's very closely linked to my childhood as well, my parents. And so hearing something like that in a song was awesome. And I know now, like, body positive is a big thing, and this was only, like, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago, but at the time, people were still like, yeah, like, you know, super skinny, quirky girls who, like, don't really eat pizza, but they don't get fat, you know, like, that was a thing that people were really into, and I didn't know how to cope, and I continued to have eating disorder problems until fairly recently, because it basically became like a problem, but not as big of a problem as my bipolar disorder.
Yeah, it was like on the list.
Yeah. So just listening back to Lily Allen's first album, I'm like, she's back there telling it like it is, and she doesn't care. And I saw her this year, and she like has a mom body and she's beautiful and she does not care at all.
No F's to give.
I love it. Yeah.
I didn't know you were going to say that about the spaghetti bolognese. And honestly, that is the one line from all of the Lily Allen songs that I've heard in my life that has always stuck out to me. And now every time I make or eat spaghetti bolognese, I think about this song. So clearly, you're not alone in your experience of that moment in the song we're about to hear. So this is Everything's Just Wonderful by Lily Allen. So that's Lily Allen with Everything's Just Wonderful. We're going to take one more quick break here and then be back with a couple more songs from Sarah of Sarah Jickling and Her Good Bad Luck, who is in studio with a playlist of her musical influences today. She has a new album coming out on Friday called The Family Curse, and you can check out her release show at the Redgate Review Stage with Jody Glenham and Nim Kish. There's a Facebook event if you want more information, and you're listening to Shoes on a Wire. I'll be back in just a couple minutes here. Stay tuned to CITR.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Feels like a vortex, all covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your tax.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two,
three. Be there.
This is Melissa from Necking reporting live from Music Waste, and you're listening to CITR.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at UBC. The show is Shoes on a Wire, and my name is Madeline. We're all joined by Sarah of Sarah Jickling and her Good Bad Luck in studio today. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. You know, I spent the morning in a high school speaking about mental illness and singing songs.
What? So why? Let's give a little context.
Yeah. So I work with Reach Out Psychosis, which is on behalf of the BC Schizophrenia Society. It's like a program that goes to high schools, and we teach about psychosis and early intervention and stuff like that, which is, I'm so grateful that I have a job where I get to play music and talk about stuff that I care about. Mm-hmm. But high school students wake up too early.
Yeah.
And it's not fair.
No kidding. In a moment when they need their rest.
Oh, yes. Sometimes I just want to be like, everybody go home and sleep.
And I'm sure everyone would be like, yes, this is for my mental health. Thank you, Sarah.
Yep.
A true advocate. Okay. So we're working through a playlist of your influences. This next song is a beautiful ballad. I would call this a ballad.
Yeah, a ballad.
For sure.
It's a ballad.
Okay. Anything you want to say about it before I play it for the people?
Well, I want to say, when you get really depressed, you can't listen to sad music anymore because it's going to make you do something bad. And that's when I discovered Top 40. And that's my lead.
That's where we're going.
This.
I'm not even going to introduce it. Enjoy, everybody.
I can feel your head.
That was Beyonce with Halo, which I didn't need to say because everyone knows that song from the first, like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Okay, so Sarah, as the song came on and we turned our mics off, you told a really hilarious anecdote, and I would love it if you would share it with the people.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the first time I ever heard that song, I was working at Cobb's, and I was mopping the floors, and I was like, oh my God, this is what love sounds like. And I'm pretty sure I started crying.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah.
It's one of those things, especially when you're super, I mean, I don't know if everyone can hearken back to being like 13 years old where you haven't really been in love with somebody. Like maybe you've had crushes, but you don't really know what that feels like. But you listen to all these love songs and you think that you might be able to feel it just based on feeling the feeling of the song.
Yeah.
And it's just this like vicarious tragedy.
Yeah. And you know what? I remember when I was in, and I was in like grade 12 or something. And I was like, I don't care if someone just like is my boyfriend for like a day and then breaks up with me. That would be fine. And then we'll discover that that is not fine.
It's not fine.
I was not good with breakups. I have never been good with breakups.
I mean, being dumped sucks. Like there's no two ways around it.
Yeah, but I was like, I just want to feel something. And like looking back at my little self, like, no, you don't.
You're like, honey, you don't know.
No, it's going to hurt too much.
It's going to hurt so much. On the note of hurting too much. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have one more song before Deliberate Noise comes on at 5 p.m. with Nina Panini and special guest Claire. Stay tuned for them. They're going to take you on a punk journey that will be a bit of a change from the pop that we've been playing this hour, but hopefully you've enjoyed all of it. But okay, so this last song, Sarah, why don't you introduce us?
Okay, so, I mean, I started out as a teenager thinking I was so cool. And listening to all these indie bands, and I'm a really super cool indie girl. And by the time I'm like, I think I was like 21, and I'd been dumped twice and basically wanted to die, I was like, I don't care. You know who was amazing? Taylor Swift. And I listened to the song that we're about to listen to on repeat for maybe like a month. And I just felt it so much. It was like she'd written it about me and X person.
Yeah. Here we go.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights. You got me alone. You found me. You found me. You found me. I guess you didn't care, and I guess I liked that. And when I fell hard, you took a step back without.
Trouble when you walked in. So shame on me.
or her or anyone or anything.
Classic T Swift there. That was Trouble. No, it's not. It was I Knew You Were Trouble. Whatever. You know what it was. Thank you so much, Sarah, for coming out to UBC and being on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
It was my pleasure. And Sarah is releasing a record on Friday. It is going to be called The Family Curse, and there's going to be a release show at the Redgate Review Stage with Jody Glenham and Nim Kish, which is a stacked bill. You should absolutely check it out. Yeah, best of luck, and we'll be playing music once the record's out on the show in coming weeks, so stay tuned for that as well.
Thank you.
Cheers. Do you want to plug your socials before we take off here?
Sure. It's at Sarah Jickling or at Sarah.Jickling if you're going to my Instagram, but... Jickling, J-I-C-K-L-I-N-G. I'm like the only one.
Yeah, she is. You're really easy to find. It's great. Okay, up next, Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king.